This is AP News Minute. The Trump administration is planning to withdraw all 2,000 U.S. troops in Syria, a move that's sparking anger on Capitol Hill, even among Republicans. Senator Lindsey Graham, usually a supporter of the president, said he was blindsided by the report and called the decision, quote, a disaster in the making. Stocks took a dive on Wall Street after the Federal Reserve raised its key interest rate for the fourth time this year. The Dow Jones Industrial Average fell by more than 350 points for the day. The Fed also signaled fewer rate hikes next year. Outgoing House Speaker Paul Ryan bemoaned America's broken politics in a farewell speech on Capitol Hill. He's ending his two-decade career in the House. He told the audience that the country's problems are solvable, quote, if our politics will allow it. After a year-long legal battle, this Yemeni mother will get to come to the U.S. to give her dying two-year-old son one last kiss. He's on life support at an Oakland hospital. Until now, she's been denied entry due to the president's travel ban. But now the U.S. has granted her a visa.